My dictation for Rakisha O'Neal, R-O-Q-U-E-S-H-A-O-N-E-A-L. Date of birth 12/9/1975. Date of accident is 4/16/2021. Date of service 9/6/2022. Rakisha O'Neal arrives for a follow-up visit. She reports that she is having an ongoing pain in the neck, both the shoulders, as well as lower back, both knees, and both ankle and feet, with radiation of pain from lower back to both buttocks and also to both hands, and all the five fingers are involved. She experiences Charlie horses in the legs and the buttocks. The pain level in the lower back is only 5. Pain in the right knee is 7, left knee is 6, making her difficult to walk beyond one block. She is now seeing Dr. Qazi, Q-U-A-Z-I, for blood pressure control and for primary care needs. Headaches are also ongoing around 6. The pain in both the shoulders is ongoing. However, the left shoulder has the problem of lifting beyond 90 degrees of abduction due to the existence of rotator cuff trauma. The right shoulder, however, can move in all 180 degrees flexion, 180 degrees of abduction easily without any issue. She has no problem in sitting, standing. However, she is not sleeping well. Overall, the pain level varies from 6 to 8, and the ADLs are reported affected is around up to 8. The main ADL that she reports is walking ability, which is 6. She reports 70% improvement in the pain overall since the time of accident on 4/16/2021. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from headaches, difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, and anxiety. And there's no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. And there is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation. And there's no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness and pins and needles. And no other issues are listed. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels, no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence, the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a severe asthma, but denies any difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has worsened, and however, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 136/84, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 8/15/2022, dictation number 0815-006. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to refer Rakisha O'Neal to Dr. Park, who is a psychiatrist, for the ongoing severe anxiety that the patient was complaining in the beginning. However, I have provided her with Tylenol codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets, which she didn't want to take, saying that it causes her stomach pain and constipation. So it was replaced with Narco at 7.5 milligrams. Daily hydroxyzine 25 milligrams, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN were given, 90 tablets for help with the anxiety if there is underlying, until she can see Dr. Parks for long term. Currently, she is stable. Her MAPS were reviewed and labs have been reviewed. Patient is continuing on naproxen 500 twice a day, level 50 milligram at night, lidocaine patch, water and gel, and flexeril for other maintenance medications. The patient MRI were reviewed in great detail. It was informed that the patient has a issue with the ACL degeneration, tract compartmental cartilage loss, and craniofemoral section syndrome, meniscus degeneration, and she was going to be provided with injection to her knee in the left side. and the right side. Right shoulder shows a mild to moderate AC joint, osteoarthritis, and degeneration of the biceps tendon, and no treatment is required. In the left shoulder, there is a superior labral frame and damage to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus fibers of the left shoulder with AC joint osteoarthritis. Patient will be provided injections to this. She also has a herniated disc in the C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, as well as facet hypertrophy in C7, T1 and T1, T2, and herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, leading to various nerve compression and various symptoms, like the patient complaining of having a numbness in both hands. In the lumbar region, there is a facet hypertrophy at L3-4 and L5-S1, as well as a herniated disc at L4 and L5. Superimposed on the broad-based disc bulge with facet hypertrophy leading to moderate canal narrowing with an AP diameter of 7 to 8 millimeters, as well as encroachment upon the descending L5 nerve roots and bilateral neural foramen and narrowing. The patient is advised to have a LESI and CESI and bilateral shoulders, as well as knee injections to bring the relief in pain. Patient should continue seeing Dr. Kazi for blood pressure management. Today her blood pressure was high, and she has been advised that she can come for Thursday this week. And if blood pressure is found high, it will not be operated. Otherwise, we'll do the procedure. Thank you.